Now, singing all these wonderful Christmas hymns like we are doing this evening is one of the highlights of the Christmas season. The first Christmas hymns date all the way back to the New Testament. They are recorded in the first chapters of the Gospel of St. Luke. First is the Song of Mary, the mother of Jesus, who said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Mary's song is the first Christmas hymn. The Virgin Mary was the first to sing of the nativity of her son. The mother of our Lord is also the mother of Christmas hymnody. The next Christmas hymn in the Gospel of Luke is the song of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, John the forerunner. After the birth of his son John, Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out with a loud voice, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." Zechariah spoke by the Spirit of the coming Messiah, the son of David, the king of Israel, and of the salvation that he would bring his people. Zechariah was the second person in the Gospel of Luke to sing of the nativity of Jesus. Now, another Christmas hymn in Luke's Gospel is the song of the elderly and devout man Simeon, who came in the Holy Spirit into the temple at Jerusalem and took the child Jesus up in his arms and blessed God. Simeon said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Anointed One. And Simeon knew by the Spirit that the child in his arms was the fulfillment of that promise. He knew that he was holding the Messiah. And Simeon sang of the salvation that God had prepared for all peoples, for the Gentiles as well as the Jews. The song of Simeon should be counted along with the songs of Mary and Zechariah as the first nativity hymns. But the ultimate nativity hymn in the Gospel is the song of the angels in Luke chapter 2. The angels of God sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." In the infancy narratives of Luke, the song of the angels is the pinnacle of praise. It's the crowning point of Christmas hymnody in the Gospel. Their song registers a transition in the history of salvation from promise to fulfillment. The Bible is the history of salvation. In the Old Testament, salvation is promised. In the New Testament, it is fulfilled. And its fulfillment was proclaimed by the angel of the Lord who appeared to the shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. The angel said to them in verse 10 of Luke 2, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The angel heralded the good news of an event that called for great joy, the birth of the one who would fulfill God's promise of redemption. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And his birth is good news for all people because he is the Savior of the world, and his gospel of salvation will go to the ends of the earth. The birth of Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise of salvation. The seed of the woman had come to crush the serpent's head and lead us to the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. And the shepherds in the field heard that good news, and they also saw the brightness of the glory of the Lord radiating from his heavenly temple. Verse 9, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great terror." The shepherds saw a manifestation of the glory of God like the one that the Israelites had seen at Mount Sinai. God's radiant glory that sets ablaze his heavenly temple was revealed to the shepherds, and they were sore afraid. And as soon as the angel of the Lord announced the birth of the Messiah, suddenly there was with him a multitude of the heavenly host. Verse 13, the heralding angel was immediately joined by an innumerable company of heavenly beings. Heaven, you see, is God's temple. It is God's permanent temple. It's the primal and ultimate holy of holies. And heaven is filled with myriads of angels in festal gathering around the exalted throne of God, praising him and glorifying him without ceasing. When the angel of the Lord announced the birth of Jesus, the angelic chorus of heaven suddenly appeared. They appeared and they sang praises to God. Verse 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. The angels ascribed glory to God in heaven, his permanent temple dwelling. Glory to God in the highest, that is, in the highest heaven, God's holy sanctuary. And on earth, they said, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Now, this peace on earth that the birth of Jesus brings is not an earthly peace, but a heavenly one. It's not the kind of peace, in other words, that could be achieved by human effort. It is the peace of Christ, the Prince of Peace. It is the peace of reconciliation with God, the peace of salvation from sin. It's the peace of deliverance from the evil one and the peace of perfect beatitude in the realm of glory that Christ came to procure for all who believe in him. Now that's the peace that Christ achieves. He achieves it by his work of redemption and bestows it on his people by his priestly benediction. And that peace is for all those on whom God's favor rests. Now, the Song of the Angels celebrates the fulfillment of God's plan of salvation. It's the crowning point of Christmas hymnody, the apex of the Nativity songs in the Gospel of St. Luke. Their song of praise is also the model for our worship. We are to follow their example and give glory to God in the highest. Now, that's what the shepherds did after they found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in a manger. Verse 15 says, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, notice verse 20, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. They glorified and praised God, just like the heavenly chorus they heard in the field. Now, to say that the shepherds were imitating the activity of the angels is true, but it is inadequate. It's an understatement. They were not only imitating the angels in heaven, they were worshiping with them. They joined the angels of heaven in singing praises to God. You see, with the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ comes a participation in the worship of heaven. And when we gather in Christ's name to worship the triune God, we join the myriads of heavenly angels in festal gathering around the exalted throne of God in the highest heaven. We worship in the heavenly sanctuary in union with the ascended Christ, our great high priest. As the author of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 12, speaking to the church, he says, you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and notice this, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. That's where we worship. We worship God on God's heavenly mountain. A glorious throne set on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary, said the prophet Jeremiah. That's where the angels of God worship, and that's where we worship too, in and through the risen and ascended Jesus Christ, our great and consummate high priest who leads us in worship in that heavenly sanctuary. That, you see, is the significance of the heavenly choir appearing to the shepherds in the field. Heaven and earth become one. Their worship on earth merges with the worship of the angels in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ has come to bring us into that heavenly temple. That's where he is already, having ascended into heaven. And that's where we are in virtue of our spiritual union to him. To him be all praise and glory now and forevermore. Amen.